slicking up.
Yeah. You take a brush and...
He's really slicked up, or I think I've heard that term.
Yeah.
Oh, I know we lived in a community where they wore very common or ordinary things, and I recall my mother liked a little nicer or finer things, maybe instead of gingham, or she'd wear something like voile, you know, I believe was the cloth in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And when walking in, well, there were so many of the ladies would punch each other and say, look at her, she thinks she's better than we are, and those things, you know. And
yeah.
She's really dyked up.
Dyked up. She would might carry a kind of a something that she'd carry her coins in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A purse and a fan. In warm weather, because there were no cooling systems or anything in going to any place.
And around her wrist, she might wear
locket or bracelet or bracelet.
A lot of little things that would go around her neck, she'd string them together and go around her neck, she'd wear?
Yes, a locket, or of course cameos, were a pin,
mm-hmm.
large brooch, were very common. I mean, ladies like those, it seemed. Many of them had watches, you know, with chains on them.
Well, as she said, her pearls aren't imitation. You might say these are
real or genuine.
These aren't imitation pearls, they're the genuine thing.
Yes.
A man in his pocket to write with, he'd carry a fountain. Would he carry one of them? Did you ever see one of them old time fountain?
All I saw was pen, and of course, often a man knew he was going to do some writing. He'd carry the ink. And a quill.
Yeah.
You know, pen quills.
What would he hold have to hold his pants up?
I believe more often it was suspenders. More often than a belt.
Mm-hmm.
A belt came along probably with group about World War I and since then. But most of them wore suspenders from that period back.
Call them anything else?
Galluses.
Yeah. And a woman over, she'd hold a...
Umbrella, parasol.
Okay. You'd put on a bed, you'd put a fancy top cover, you'd call that a
counterpin.
Counterpin, and you put your head on a